Why is leaving your crypto on the exchange you bought it at dangerous? For example, Coinbase, it's a publicly traded company. Why isn't it trustworthy to keep your crypto there? You may hear this from other creators, but you're not going to hear it from me. What I like to tell people, if you are holding your crypto with a company, you're trusting them to hold crypto for you, like Coinbase, like Kraken, like Crypto.com, like Uphold, like Robinhood, like Revolut, so on and so forth. Any company that gives you a username and a password instead of a private key or a seed phrase where you log in to buy or sell or trade crypto according to their terms and conditions, where there's limits about what you can do, how much you can have, how much you can withdraw, et cetera, et cetera. These are centralized exchanges. That's what we call them. That's the term for companies like this. And they provide a needed service. They are convenient, they are secure, they are easy to use, and they are many people's best first step into crypto. But here's the thing. Crypto as an innovation, because it is truly innovative, it is literally world-changing. It gave us private keys, which gave us the ability to truly own, personally own, without the need to rely on a custodian, and access and use information that represents things that matter to us, like our money, for the very first time. That's what's novel about it. And you can understand how that might change the money industry by removing intermediaries like banks or Western Union. But what I want to impress upon you is that it will do so much more for any kind of information, not just money. Think of all the digital information that matters to us related to our records, our identity, our stories. A lot of that happens online. Digital ownership has never before been possible. Now, because of private keys, because of cryptography, because of blockchains, it is possible, okay? You do not get those benefits, those truly innovative, world-changing benefits, when you keep your crypto on an exchange. You can't take it anywhere you want and do anything you want with it without anybody else's permission, just because you have an internet connection and a desire to do it. And that, it may not be necessary for every single person who uses crypto. Some people might just want to buy some Bitcoin. They might prefer to keep it on Robinhood or on Coinbase, and eventually they'll sell it. And they don't mind putting up with the limits or the holds. They like having customer service. They like having a password they can reset. But for many people, the freedom matters. And everyone, even if it doesn't matter to you, should learn about the opportunity they have to truly own and therefore get all the rights of ownership of a piece of digital information, in this case, their money. Because for me, that's a game changer. It's huge. And therefore I say, Coinbase, it's a great place to start. But if you, like me, are concerned about that, it's not your final destination. But if you want to keep stuff there, I think it's totally fine.